Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The library is more than just books, and our series with the Milwaukee Public Library called Books and Beyond showcases just that. We share resources, book recommendations, and just some cool stuff you might not know about. Today, we're learning about the mascots and materials related to the Milwaukee Public Library's summer reading program. From the many, sometimes creepy iterations of Billy the Bookworm to Bowser the Lion, the summer reading program has been inspiring kids to read since the 1930s.
All aboard Billy's Showboat for fun facts and stories about the seas and the St. Lawrence Seaway.
Billy's Showboat is produced by your Milwaukee Public Library. Now here is your captain, Billy the Bookworm.
To learn more, I met with Special Collections Librarian Sarah Finn at Central Library. She starts by explaining when the library's summer reading program first began.
The first thing that started was the summer reading program, and it wasn't at Central Library at first. It was at the 3rd Street branch, and at that point it wasn't really an official summer reading program. It was kind of the summer reading contest for over the summer break for kids to participate in weekly contests for how many kids read the most books, and there are various like story times and programs and things like that. But the official system-wide summer reading program started in 1937, and that was spearheaded by the head of Extension Services, Samuel McKillop, and he really wanted to inspire kids to read over the summer. And the first summer reading program was the Ancient Order of Bookworms.
Okay, so we have to talk about this because on one of your articles on the NPL website, it's described as cult-like. So we've already got the name, the Ancient Order of Bookworms. Yes. I'm picturing candles and, you know, what we do in the shadows, vampire council type vibes. So what was it?
Yeah, so it started that summer in 1937. And so each kid, if they were going to their branch, it would be called their lodge, and so sort of like messianic type thing like that. But they would get a membership card if they read a book, and then they would get various titles the more that they read. And I believe after reading 16 books, they would get a special sash, and they would be invited to the Ancient Order of the Bookworms convention. I think the first year it was held at the Southside branch. Over several hundred children were there, and each branch would get its own exalted...
it's the Grand Exalted Bookworm.
Yes, they would be awarded that honor of being the Grand Exalted Bookworm. And it would, that would come from... they would do a book review, so there would be a book list, and whoever wrote the best book review at the branch would receive that honor.
Yeah, so like a very intensive, not just like check off how many books you've read.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, book report, who does it the best? Yes. Who is the grand exalted bookworm for this program? And this Ancient Order of Bookworms had a really long tenure. So as you said, it started in 1937. And it went up to 77.
Correct.
And one of their, you know, central parts of it with the bookworm is Billy the Bookworm.
Yes.
He's the first kind of official mascot.
Yes.
So tell me about Billy.
Yeah, so Billy arrived several years later in 1939. So a couple years after the first Ancient Order of the Bookworms. And they would call the children worms or bookworms, but then
come here, worms.
Yes, exactly. And they would do, like, there were newspaper articles about various parades that they had, and they would talk about the worms parading in their costumes. But yeah, Billy didn't arrive until 1939, and he was the mascot of a radio program that we had, but also the summer reading program. So he had a few different roles, like a mascot for the program, but then also was part of various other like media in the system.
So
like
was
that.
He for the radio first and then into the bookworm? Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of jobs.
Yes. Yeah. And so over that almost 40-year tenure, he had a lot of different adventures. He was a time traveler, an astronaut, a cowboy, all sorts of things. He traveled the St. Lawrence Seaway. Very topical. So each year he would go on a different adventure, and so that the children would join Billy the Bookworm.
I love that.
Yeah.
And let's talk about, I know this is radio, but we can describe it, and we'll have pictures online for people to see. But Matt, what was up with Billy in the 50s especially? So like, kind of describe Billy's iteration, because he's not the worm our listeners are picturing.
Oh, sure. I know. You would be so shocked if you saw him. So yeah, he had a lot of different renderings over the years. Lots of different drawings of Billy, but then he had a physical form. So he was a puppet. Some of the first puppets were papier-mâché. He had freckles. He's very cute. But then he kind of took a creepy turn in the 1950s and had kind of a rubbery face. And a local puppet maker named Alfred Martin redesigned Billy in 1959. And people could buy their own Billy. You could buy them at the museum gift shop. So at the time, Central Library housed both the public library and the Milwaukee Public Museum. And so in the gift shop, people could buy their own Billy for the price of $2.95. Or you could do, there was a mail order Billy. So those are the ones that are surviving today.
Okay.
So the one that we had in our collection was one of those puppets that Alfred Martin made. And his face is kind of melting. And he, so rubber face, kind of dark mane. So furry,
yeah,
like a lion's
mane.
Yeah, hair on a worm. Yeah.
Antennas?
Antennas.
Like, were they out of bells?
Yeah, they had bells.
Yeah.
But then, so we've had two generous donations of additional Billy the Bookworm puppets. And they have different colored hair. So kind of similar face. But so it's kind of like he was using whatever he had on hand at the time. So
on his human hands at that. He also has like human-like hands.
Yes, he does. Yes. But yeah, he's gone on so many adventures and has taken on many forms over the years.
Well, I mean, we're talking about some of the physical characteristics, all the jobs he's had over the years. But for you, what stands out about Billy as a mascot or just a fun thing of library history, since you've been spending so much time looking through these materials too? Do you have a new appreciation for Billy? Do you have more questions for Billy?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's so fun. Like, there's a Billy for everyone. And like, my two favorite Billies, one of them, he's an artist. And then there's also a Billy who is a campaign for bicycle safety, and they're just so cute. So I think some of the drawings are cuter than the physical worms.
Yes, I would say that. And when you're saying there's like so many versions, this kind of reminds me of like, oh, he's like Barbie.
Yeah.
Billy has all the jobs.
Yes,
he's
totally
lived every life.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Well, unfortunately, Billy, his tenure did end.
Yes.
And he was replaced by Browser the Library Lion, and Browser took over the mascot reins for Billy in 1985. So can you kind of share why that transition happened? And for anyone who's unfamiliar, why it's a lion specifically?
Yeah, so it's sort of a mystery. So Billy was with us at least until 1977. He kind of fades away. The Ancient Order of the Bookworms kind of continues the AOBW.
They just meet underground.
Yeah, yeah. But in 1978, the Milwaukee Public Library partnered with the Bucks. And so they were just trying other things. So they're transitioning to other possibilities. And so we don't see Billy anymore after 1977. So there's kind of a gap until 1985. But we have a scrapbook in front of us talking about the arrival of Browser, the Library Lion. And it was a grant that we got. I think the head of children's services at the time, Jane Botham, she got the money to hire a local artist. And so then Browser was a very unique mascot for us as well. Like, he wasn't just any ordinary lion. He had the Central Library dome on his head. He had two different versions, one that could walk around and meet with people, but then also a sort of sphinx-like lion that like were reclining that people would parade around the streets.
Yeah, carrying them like over their shoulders in epic fashion, I have to say.
Yeah, so Browser was very specific to Milwaukee Public Library. We haven't created a complete link, but you may have heard of Sim the Library Lion.
Yeah.
So when the Milwaukee Public Museum was in our building, there was a safari that they had in the 1920s, and they brought home a baby lion cub. And so some people kind of think that there's a link there, that that's why we have the lion mascot.
Yeah. I assume that's the link.
Yeah.
Has it been confirmed, or is it
not
the land
quite
of mascots
a
little?
I'm not sure.
Fuzzy.
Yeah, it's a little fuzzy.
Yeah, did with the gap between Billy and Browser, was there like an unofficial Billy caretaker? Like, you're collecting and pulling out all these great pictures, photos. Like you said, some of the people donated their puppets. But yeah, like where Billy went when he was like unofficially retired.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But somewhere in Central Library, I assume. We've really made a lot of efforts in the past 10 years or so to really like start archiving things in a way that's accessible and findable for people. But yeah, I'm sure he had a home at Central somewhere.
Hiding somewhere.
During his retirement. But now he's going to be back out again for the people to see.
Well, and the reason why you're working with so much of this material specifically, you work with a lot of archives every day, but relating to mascots is there's an upcoming program where people can come and see Billy and see the different iterations, right?
Yeah, correct. So we host a number of different open house programs at Central Library in our Art, Music, and Recreation room on the second floor. We have one coming up on Monday, June 16th, and the theme is From Bookworms to Lions, the History of Milwaukee Public Library's Summer Reading Programs. And during that program, people can see the original surviving Billy the Bookworm puppets, various ephemera and photos from summer reading campaigns over the years, and also Browser the Lion, the Sphinx-like paper mache that is going to be celebrating its 40th anniversary this year.
And it's pretty epic. Yes. Having walked past it, that's one of the main attractions,
yes.
I would say, for sure. Well, and with working on these materials, finding more lore about Billy and Browser, are there any fun facts that stand out to you or just things that have made you chuckle as you've been collecting all of this?
Yeah, I guess, as I was saying before, like how topical some of the things are, maybe it's not a chuckle, but just very interesting. Like there was a year where I believe 1943, we're in World War II, and the summer reading program had to do with book rationing. And then each book that the children read would form the sentence that we will never ration reading.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long game.
Yeah. So I think over 20-something letters.
Yeah.
But it's just how inventive people were and just all the fun things that we had to offer over the years for summer reading program.
Well, and with this deep dive, can we expect a return of a grand exalted bookworm? Or,
yeah,
you know, we can get our membership cards for the ancient order of the bookworms.
Yeah, so there's some things in the works. There's some rumblings. Many staff love the ancient order of the bookworms, and the patrons who have found out about it are like, what's that? And so you might be seeing some things coming down the road. Also, just to bring up that Billy has been a feature of some of the library social media and TikToks, and he's been kind of developing a cult-like following.
Yes. I mean, we gotta add a new cult since the Ancient Order of the Bookworms is no more.
Yes.
So we'll be in the cult of Billy.
Yes.
That's fine. Well, Sarah, I want to thank you so much for having me at the library and for pulling out all this great material. I really love learning more about the mascots.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
Sarah Finn is a special collections librarian at Milwaukee Public Library. If you'd like to see Billy the Bookworm and more of the materials that we talked about in person, the library's next Exploring Archives program, Bookworms to Lions, the History of MPL Summer Reading Programs and Mascots, will be held at Central Library on June 16th. There's more information and lots of photos at wuwm.com.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.